Paul Kersey. He's the director of labor policy for the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. Paul, good morning.
Good morning.
We were covering the strike situation at Central Michigan University as the teachers were looking to find resolution for a new contract, and they finally did get that, but you recently wrote a piece which asked the question, why are contract ratification vote totals such a big secret?
Well, that's exactly the question. The union announced that the contract was ratified, and they announced that three-quarters of the bargaining unit, the professors at the Central Michigan, voted in the election. So they announced that they had a good turnout on the thing, but they did not actually give the vote totals. So we don't really know how big the margin was. We don't know how strong the support for the contract actually was. And we don't really know if those votes were counted correctly. There's the thing about democracy, and the union movement talks a lot about democracy. They are stressing it now because of the battle over Public Act 4, the emergency financial manager law. All of a sudden, democracy is the vital thing, and it is. I can understand that sentiment. But democracy is more than just having votes. It's having votes and doing them right, which means the ballots are secret. The counting is public. Right now, we're not seeing that here.
Well, what's going to happen to allow us to see that information? Will we? Is there a legal precedent for that?
Right now, there really isn't any. There aren't any real standards set in the Public Employment Relations Act for union democracy. So the courts are largely hamstrung in terms of protecting workers' rights to know that the union is being run on the up and up, and that votes on union officers or on contract ratifications are actually done properly.
You mentioned that some CMU faculty find this secretiveness disconcerting. I'm surprised it's not some and not more.
Yeah, I think there are some people who sort of have gotten complacent or maybe defeatist about this, that, hey, this is how the world is, this is how the unions are run, and they're there, and there's not a darn thing I can do about it. And there are things you can do about it. We could pursue litigation through the Michigan Employment Relations Commission, not guaranteed to work, but we could at least call some attention, maybe get the Employment Commission to write some new rules that will give workers more protection. We can even go to the legislature and say, look, there's a big hole in our labor law. We need to fill this in. We need to make sure that these votes are being done right.
All right. Paul Kersey is the Director of Labor Policy for the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. You can go online to the website and read that story. Paul, thanks so much.
You're welcome.